And welcome everybody to the Bros and Consoles Podcast, episode 82 on July 16th, 2021. Coming a little bit earlier than usual, but that is entirely my bad. I am one half of your host, Nathan Choquette, aka your best friend, aka the flip-flop master. That's what I'm calling myself this week.
Could you just said like slipper master, not flip-flop?
Oh no, I wasn't going for slippers, Michael. That's not Michael. We're both, I would say we're both classified as being from Hawaii. I don't think it's appropriate for us to be calling it flip-flops.
I was about to say I hate that term.
Yeah, flip-flops suck. Like that term itself is awful. It's an awful like white people term. Just so you guys are aware, I'm half white, so don't at me or anything there.
I'm full white.
So. Yeah. It's okay for us to say that it's a full-on white term and only white people use it. But that other voice you hear, Sonic's number one fan, Michael Panarero.
Man, we're getting the Super Smash competitor, man.
Oh, geez.
And Nickelodeon.
Okay. I think we have some very differing thoughts on this
Optimism,
announcement here.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, as people may or may not be aware of, for new listeners, we are a video game podcast where we talk about some news that happened during the week, things that we think is kind of worthy to talk about to people who maybe just occasionally listen to kind of video game news stuff. We also talk about games that we're currently playing, maybe things that we're never going to play again. And sometimes we got some cool quizzes and things, but because I kind of mixed up the schedule a little bit this week, no cool quizzes at the end.
No quiz. It's all good. That just means next week will be even better.
Oh yeah, that's true. Next week it'll be 10 questions. Oh man, let's not do that. It's real hard as it is already.
Tempting now.
Now it's tempting. Oh man, okay, I just dug myself a hole, guys.
All Sonic questions.
Oh geez, no Sonic questions, man. There's got to be a rule of like one topic for five questions.
When you make the quizzes, you make the rules.
Awful, man. But actually, I will be bringing back a segment I haven't done in a while. There's a cool indie game that's going to be coming out. Not next week, but the following week, I believe. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show, because I just found out about this game recently and I was like kind of blown away a little bit, and I was like, whoa, how have I never freaking heard of this game before? But we'll save that for later. It'll be a little
Christmas present.
Yeah, a little
Christmas in July.
Little dessert at the end of the show over here. For now, let's kind of get things started with some updates. We got some updates. We haven't done this in a little while, but like Michael just mentioned, we'll start off with the, I don't know, probably one of the bigger like updates, probably one of the things we'll talk a little bit more about here. There was a new game announcement, Michael. Would you like to tell everybody what that was?
It is a Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl.
Oh, man.
Which is basically Super Smash Brothers, that formula, just with Nickelodeon characters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this up front. The game could be bad. The game could be trash. There is optimism, though, because it is made by the same people who made, I think it's called Slap City. I think it's called Slap City.
What is this game? Slap City.
Slap City. It's an online fighting game that is held in high regard within the fighting game community.
Oh, really?
Apparently, okay. It's very, very good.
Okay.
So that's one optimism. Two, it's Nickelodeon. Can't go wrong with Nickelodeon. That is a lot of my childhood. Nostalgia is there.
Fair.
Three, it actually looks, in my opinion now, pretty good. Okay. Now, it's from off the trailer. It could completely be different when I actually play the game and when reviews or whatever come out.
Yeah.
But I'd be lying to say if I wasn't excited for this.
Yeah. Now, are there any, like, because, you know, we got to see a decent number of characters. I think they have said that more are going to be announced as we get closer, right?
Yes, that, and they showed the cover of what the game is.
Oh, nice.
A shadowed cover. And people have pointed out there's CatDog, there's Aang, there's Korra.
Oh,
there's
nice.
Actually Ren and Stimpy. Apparently people are saying Rocko's in the cover, and there's other Nickelodeon characters too, so.
Okay, that's looking good there. Man, where's her name? Jenny? Where's Jenny at? Where's Jenny? My teenage robot? Where's
Jenny
at?
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't doubt if she's in it too.
She gotta be in there. Pretty popular. Like,
that's one show I never watched.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's one of the best Nickelodeon shows.
We can agree to disagree there.
Nah, I don't think it is either. But I mean, because yeah, I think it probably goes to like Avatar over there and stuff. But mm-hmm. in terms of like shows that I remember a decent, like, or watching a decent amount, I feel like I think the full title is like My Life as a Teenage Robot or something.
I think so.
You know, Jenny, she's a robot. She's a teenager. Shenanigans happen, right? I feel like that was a cool show. I think that was one of my more watched shows in like the Nickelodeon cartoon kind of like area.
Right.
But man, like if Danny Phantom's in there, which he should be, right?
Yeah.
You gotta have Jenny in there too.
She probably will be, yeah.
It's gotta be. We'll see what happens there. But that's cool though, if they do have Aang and Korra and stuff in there. Because I was like, man, if you leave those people out, that's just awful.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Plus, it's coming out, I don't know if they have an exact date, but sometime in the fall.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. So got a release window then.
We do have a release window.
Okay, well, okay, so so now I just got to watch the trailer with actual like audio and whatnot a little bit ago, because I had seen the trailer like muted previously when I was watching other like news roundup things and stuff. I think that, like you said, the game looks like it could be okay. I'm a little worried that like the characters don't look great. Like, you know how like Smash, the characters look pretty darn great.
Yes.
You know? They look very like plasticky in this like All-Stars Brawl. Like Danny Phantom looks lifeless. And that's not like a pun because he's supposed to be like a phantom and stuff, right? But yeah, it's like they kind of look like you said, like they had dead eyes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they don't look, I don't know how to describe it well. It's just like they look off. And it's like maybe because they're not in their like natural state in like their cartoon ways and whatnot. Maybe it's because they're like 3D and everything there. But yeah, something about it just looks weird. And it's probably just going to look like that because they're trying to make 3D models off of mostly these like 2D characters and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it looks like something, you know, to try out and stuff. In terms of like, it's this weird thing where like, I feel bad for any kind of developers that want to make a fighting game like this, because it's always compared to Smash.
Oh,
like,
for
there's,
sure.
There's no way to not compare it to Smash Brothers at this point. And I mean, you know, I think for good reason, because Smash has like Smash everybody you could ever imagine pretty much in it. Like, I don't even know how many characters there are in it now, but the list is gigantic. And then, yeah, the idea of like trying to make another game that has, you know, a bunch of cool characters from different shows or like, you know, animes, things like that. Trying to put all that together, it seems like always gets compared with Smash Brothers, and it's just like always like, nah, it's not Smash though. And it's like, that sucks. Like, no one else is going to be able to do this ever then.
I think I would like to see more games like this in formula. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily saying companies that have a big backlog of characters they can use or things like that, or just like a fighting game of just kind of like how Brawlhalla did a little bit.
Yeah.
Brawlhalla obviously wasn't the best game, but I'm sure you can attest to this. When you played it, it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
For what it was. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That formula of having four people and you're just fighting each other. So
yeah.
I think if we get to a point, if more of these games come out, I would hope that we would get to a point where the comparisons to Smash won't be as big. Obviously they won't go away probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like hopefully that if this becomes a formula for fighting games in the future, more people would be open to it. Like, oh, there's this game inspired by Smash instead of, oh, that's copying Smash. That's not as good as Smash.
Yeah. Instead of calling it a Smash clone.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. It's like inspired by. It sounds a lot better.
And it does.
I think would leave a better taste in people's mouth. They wouldn't be like, oh man, this is just trying to copy Smash Brothers and it's doing it worse kind of
thing. 100%.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, in terms of, I think as you kind of talked about it there, I imagine it would have to be maybe assuming that like Smash or like you know, the developers that work on Smash and stuff just never make another Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. game. And then if we go like a decent amount of time, like seven-ish years or so without any like Smash Brothers updates or like new characters, things that are adding to like the base ultimate game and whatnot, then having that space might be an occasion where like people could start making games like this and then be like, oh man, this is nice to have this back, kind of thing, rather than it just being like, oh, it's not doing what like Smash is doing, so it's kind of, you know, yeah, worse type of thing. So I mean, I hope that we get something like that eventually. Kind of also like probably how like we see so many, you know, we haven't had a Left 4 Dead game in I don't know how many years, and then now we're having
a bunch of them
all at once coming on around the same time. So I imagine something similar would have to happen, but you know, it's just hard to imagine too that like Nintendo would just be like, oh yeah, we're fine if you guys never make another Smash Brothers game.
True.
Even if Sakurai doesn't want to make Smash Brothers in the we'll future,
we'll make someone else.
They're like, yeah, we'll just make someone else do it. It'll be fine. But yeah, so it's an interesting kind of thing there. Now, on the scale of, we'll say like, we'll just do like regular, like 1 to 10. Like, what do you think a game like this would score roughly, like on average from like places and stuff?
I would say around 6 to 7, anywhere from that range. Okay, 60 to 70.
Okay, yeah. I think that's probably around the fair area too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have high hopes for this game. Now, if this is scoring like sixes and sevens and stuff, is this something that you would try out full price or like wait for a while type of thing?
It would really depend. If I really want to enjoy the nostalgia, and I showed it to Amanda and she was pretty excited about it too. And then if I really wanted just to enjoy the nostalgia, and people were saying it's not the greatest fighting game, but it is enjoyable if you have those memories of like Nickelodeon and those shows, which I do. Mm-hmm. Then I could definitely see myself getting a full price, even if it's getting scores like 62, 65, 70.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Now, what do you expect this game to be full price? Because I think that's another good question that probably people would like to know about and stuff.
I could see it being 60, but...
Oh my gosh.
I could. I'm just going to say I could. Because it's being made on the Nintendo Switch and maybe other systems. Other consoles too.
Yeah,
I could see it going 60, but I would say the price range would probably, what I would see it likely being as is around maybe $29.99, $30.
Okay, yeah, maybe, I was gonna say, I think I could maybe see
$40 at the most.
Yeah, I think this will probably be like $30 or $40 type of thing, just because of like licensing and whatnot there in terms of just the characters themselves. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because this is not something I think they could charge $60 for.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you know, they're really going in deep where they have like soundtracks from like shows everything and stuff in there. And if they're like really getting in on this, then they could maybe do it. But yeah, it's tough, because when you have, you know, I don't know, Joe Schmo, little kid over here, who's like, Mom, I want a fighting game. And Mom is like, hold on, I'll go check with this GameStop employee. I don't know why Mom's got such a deep voice for. And she's like, what can I get for my son over here? He wants a fighting game. And it's like, well, this new Nickelodeon game just came out. And there's also like Smash Brothers over here. And it's like, okay, well, which one's the better one? It's like, well, probably the Smash Brothers one. And like, is the Nickelodeon one cheaper? No, it's also $60. It's like, oh God, why would I do that?
Never mind.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's a tough sell, I think, for them to be similar pricing. But yeah, man, if they come out at like $30, $40, man, if they were to come out at $20,
even better.
Banger.
Even better.
Banger. Even if it's like a 6 or a 7, that'd be pretty amazing.
I'd powder toast man's toast all day for $20.
Gosh, I don't know what that means over here. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy there. Now, on the, you know, the I was gonna say off chance. On the you know, if you do get this game, right? Who from what they've announced so far, who is your main character that you think you'd be playing?
Invader Zim.
Ooh,
is tempting. Yeah. But for some reason Reptar spoke to me.
Oh,
I always like Reptar, but I fear that he's going to be a heavy character.
Probably.
And I really dislike using heavy characters. Mm-hmm. I'm more of the nimble, quick characters.
Okay.
But Invader Zim looks like a cool character because he's got Gurr too. You can't go wrong with Gurr.
Right. Yeah. Now, did they show in the trailer if they have like Smash, like Ultimate Smash moves or something like that?
Okay. That'd be cool though.
It would be cool. I mean, it's, you know, again, copying what Smash does well.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's something that I feel like would feel weird if we didn't have.
Yeah, at this it has point. To be like obviously something towards the character and what they did in like the show. It'd be cool if they did like a. This is a really, really wishful thinking. If they did like cut scenes from the actual show,
that'd some be kind, really cool.
But man, that would probably be real difficult.
Yeah, probably very difficult and probably expensive on their end. But that'd be cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna be like, you gonna go main Helga? Yeah,
Helga could be good too. I would. She'd be.
I saw Helga up here and I was like, oh, she is such a heavy character. Oh, like, for sure, she's gonna be super heavy.
Haymakers probably.
Oh yeah, just like kicking dirt at people and stuff. I'm just like, yep, I can see it already. But I think from what they've shown so far, I mean, Danny Phantom is pretty awesome. Yeah. Like, I gotta. He was my dude. When I wasn't watching Jenny over there, I was watching Danny Phantom. I was like, man, I gotta go with this dude.
Oh, man.
So it'll be tough. We'll see which characters are announced later on and stuff.
Tommy Pickles with the gun.
Oh, jeez. We'll see. I don't know if I want any Rugrats characters in here.
You got Reptar, though.
I don't want any actual Rugrats in here, though. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we'll see. He got his screwdriver or something.
Oh, God. He's so great.
One of his moves is he, like, flicks open the... He uses a screwdriver to open, like, a door that appears. Like a... What are those things called? The playpen? The kid's playpen?
And babies just come out?
Well, I was going to say, and just the door hits somebody.
Or that, too.
It's going to be what it is. But, yeah, such a weird thing. It throws a diaper at somebody.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Rugrats... Such an ugly show.
I
couldn't handle Rugrats either when I was a kid. Maybe Rugrats might be the first show that I can think of. Maybe that or Ren and Stimpy. It's either one of those two.
I loved Ren and Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy was real gross, but it was so good.
Like, Ren and Stimpy was on another level from Rugrats, but like both those shows so ugly.
Oh,
like,
man, I couldn't. I loved it.
As a kid, and this is like kid Nathan.
Yeah.
Like, kid Nathan couldn't handle these shows. So I'm just like, no, they don't look good, guys. Like, why am I watching this show?
Loved it.
Oh, man. I turned to my adult parents, and I'm just like, guys, why am I watching this show? No, I don't think they ever maybe watched these shows, but...
Oh, that's funny.
Man, ridiculous. Okay, well, that was kind of one of the main, like, game announcements that we got. Let's go into some delays, Michael.
Mm.
Sadder things going on over here. We did get word that a couple games were delayed. And both of these games, Ubisoft titles, Michael. Now that I think about it, a lot of Ubisoft games getting delayed this year. It's pretty crazy.
What a problematic company.
Man, so many things going on. Yeah. But in terms of the games that were delayed over here, right? I'm pulling from Mike Minotti over on VentureBeat.
My boy.
Boy, because they share the same name. There you go.
And he's on the podcast I watch.
Right? Oh, there you go. That's another good one. But his story reads, Ubisoft delays Rainbow Six Extraction and Riders Republic. Very sad news for some people. I was looking forward to Rainbow Six Extraction. And Michael was looking forward to Riders Republic, I think.
Yep, that was the one.
The Riders Republic has been delayed from September 2nd to October 28th. So
only a month-ish.
So yeah, not too bad. Nearly a couple months kind of thing. Yeah. Almost a couple months. So got a little bit of extra time there to wait for that game. To fill up like an already super full October, like it's madness at this point. And then Rainbow Six Extraction, which was going to be coming out September 16th, has been delayed to January of next year. So we didn't really get much news as to why the delays are happening, but there's been a lot of delays this year, as well as multiple delays from Ubisoft. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with these things and see if maybe Far Cry 6 is next, because. Yep. You know, maybe there's no Ubisoft games are going to be hitting this year, or bigger ones, I should say. So pretty crazy stuff, Michael. But I think those two are the main delays, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have any more delays that you can think of?
No, we mentioned the Ghostwire one.
Oh, actually, we didn't. Yeah, hold on. So that was the other delay that happened earlier in the week. Let me grab that thing real quick here. So Ghostwire Tokyo. Is a Bethesda title. It was a Bethesda title.
No longer.
But basically, you know, it was thought to, I think, not thought, it was like rumored to possibly be coming out around October of this year. But that was because of, I want to say it was like a CES. It's like one of those like tech shows type of thing where they showed a bunch of games and then at the end, maybe not even CES. It was some kind of like thing where they had a few games that were showed, and then at the end they had a kind of like a PlayStation screen and a bunch of dates listed or like windows listed for different games. I think things like Stray was on there and Ghostwire Tokyo was on there. That one specifically was listed as October 2021. So that's when we were like, okay, it maybe is coming out then. But a few days ago, we got word that it's being delayed into next year. I don't think we have an actual date or anything for that. It's just now 2022. So sad times, sad times.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time, going back to what, last week, episode 81, I totally nailed this.
Yeah.
the stinking thing. There's no way anything. That Ghostwire Tokyo was going to happen this year
yep.
because they haven't been shown anything except for Deathloop. And I'm just like, yep. This is all in the cards. It was all
now, where do you stand on Horizon?
I am partially biased.
I'm 50-50. I could go either way.
Partially biased because it's on my draft and I want it to come out yes. this year. Also, you know, just make it happen. Just make it happen, yeah. Sony. Guys, come on. Like, my draft aside, you know?
Yeah.
This game, if it comes out this year, like... Think about this, Sony. Think about this. Listen up here right now, Sony. If it comes out this year, definitely game of the year. Like, do you think it's going to be bad at all?
Nah.
Exactly. So, comes out this year, definitely game of the year. I don't know what else stands up against it. Maybe Hitman 3. But that was like, recency bias is going to be like right. way outweighing that kind of stuff. So, it's like forever ago. I don't know what else came out this year. It's been like 6 months.
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people like that one, too.
Yeah. And actually, yeah, that's that. I'll do a correction later. I totally forgot to mention last week about Ratchet and Clank because I played that.
Instead. Oh.
But yeah, it's crazy. but yeah, we'll talk more about Ratchet and Clank. So that's another one. Yeah, so big contenders, you know, Hitman 3, I think, is up there. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Halo comes out, I'm sure.
Yeah, if Halo comes out, that might be in the conversation. This might actually be a good year for Halo in that kind of conversation, because I feel like in a normal year it might not make it, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, could be Halo Infinite in there, depending on how that is when it releases. And then, man, Horizon Forbidden West,
it'll be up there for
sure. We gotta do this, Sony. Make it happen. Let's do this. But yeah, I mean, if I'm like. If I'm like thinking about it and like being like, man, they don't give me confidence that it's coming out this year.
No.
Which is very sad. And at this point I'm like, you know what, if you're not confident in it, like, just tell us now.
Yeah.
Just give it to us already so we know.
I think since the fact one, since they're the big thing, they haven't given any kind of date whatsoever on it, really, other than they said even 2021?
I think
they're hoping, or I think
they haven't shown it in a trailer. Herman Holst, I think, was the one who was quoted as saying they are
trying,
they're hopeful it will be at the end of this year, and they said if it needs to take more time, they will, right. type of thing. So
I think the bigger thing for me, and I've thought about this more, they've really, really shown Deathloop like a lot, and that makes me believe that this is going to be their big fall game, since they don't have Horizon.
Could be. I mean, I also think too that Deathloop, they wanted to come out earlier in the year,
right?
So I don't think they would have planned this for like being their fall game, like in quotes kind of thing. Also too, like, if last year showed us anything, like Ghost of Tsushima and Last of Us coming out like a month apart, Sony doesn't care if they have big titles one after another, type of thing. So if, you know, Deathloop comes out in September like it's going to, then, you know, Horizon put in like November or something like that, like, I think they're totally fine with that type of thing. I don't think they think that they need a big like space between stuff anymore, because they're just like, we're Sony. We just throw out games left and right over here. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But hopefully, Michael...
I was just saying, I'm fine with it if it gets pushed back to 2022.
Because Michael, why? Because you're not going to play it if it comes out this year?
Well, I am okay when I get a PS5, but it's mostly because it's on your fantasy thing.
Oh.
So if it doesn't come out, then that's no points for you.
Oh, you suck. You suck,
Clearly, Michael. I'm going to play it. I liked Horizon.
Okay. I was going to say, you can play it on PS4, too.
Well, I probably will if I don't have a PS5 at this point.
It's not going to, whatchamacallit. You can play it. It's on cross-gen, cross-platform, whatever you want to call it. But not cross-platform, cross-gen. There we go.
It's more of the fantasy game, man.
Yeah, this fantasy game, Michael. It's awful. It's awful.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
All right, man. Next week is going to be a big week for the fantasy stuff too.
Yep.
Or wait,
it's like the next four actually, games. Yeah, next we have, few weeks. Yeah. You have a game coming out on the day. I have a game coming out the day. 27th. Mm-hmm. You have a game coming out on that day. I have a game coming out that day.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be like neck and neck, like trading blow after blow over here. So I'm just jumping over to the fantasy critic because this is fun. So we got next week on the 20th, same day. Chris Tales coming out for my league and Death's Door coming out for Michael's over there. Both these games look awesome. Mm-hmm. So both these games I'm going to play. I'm just like, gosh darn it, man. Huge things over here. Then the next week, exactly 1 week after that, I've got the great Ace Attorney Chronicles. Michael's got Neo, The World Ends With You. Crazy stuff too. Are you going to play Neo when it comes out?
Yes, I think that's, I haven't pre-ordered it yet, but I'm going to. That's going to be what I'm going to really definitely play.
Nice, nice.
The demo sold me.
And were you playing the demo on your Switch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're probably going to buy a Switch to carry progress over?
Yep.
Cool. And then 2 days after that, Eldest Souls comes out, which I'm just like, oh my gosh, Michael, there's so many things coming out now. Oh, excuse me. That was a burp. And then after that, 12 minutes
that's, getting that's into August. One. That's the important date.
I gotta see how this thing does because I'm still like, I don't know. We've had other like big actors in games before and they've just done like fine.
I'm sure.
Like,
okay, and well, I could see. Be jinxing it, but I've heard nothing but good things about this game.
Yeah. And so I'm curious if like all these things, like I'm curious like how many critics and whatnot have already kind of like played the finished product, you know, like is it out yet? It seems like it might be early for it to be out already or like codes to be out and whatnot,
right?
So and the way I think people that like I listen to have been talking about things, it sounds like they haven't gotten it yet or aren't even like hinting at the fact that like, hey, we're under embargo about this specific thing, we can't talk about it. So I have to imagine that this is all like previews people have like played type of thing. So I'm curious how like the finished product looks at that point. And I don't think it's gonna go from like glowing reviews to like, oh, this is kind of sucky.
No,
I think if anything, we're looking at like some range between like the sevens and nines type of thing. So I want to know like what the finished thing looks like because I'm curious like how this whole like thing will play out. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to know how like long the whole thing is because is it gonna take me like a game that's called 12 minutes? Is it gonna take me like a few hours to like finish the entire thing?
I read an article from an interview from the creator saying that he intends the game to be played longer because all the different outcomes.
Okay.
But you the whole thing happens within 12 minutes, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of like pick and choose kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
And I'm sure like there's going to be multiple playthroughs as you try to find like the best outcome kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious like how long that like branching path takes
you
to get to like, you know, the ideal ending, right?
Deep
like
story goes
using your like detective skills and all these different things like that. So I'm curious like how long it'll do.
95 minimum.
Oh, get out of here. No freaking way with this. But I think it's probably at least like in the 80s. I think it's a pretty solid area. And then Kena: Bridge of Spirits.
There you go.
And Psychonauts 2. Yep. And No More Heroes 3. Yep. And Tales of Arise. We're just going out with all these bangers towards the end of the year, Michael.
Too many games, man.
So many games, man. Not enough time. Man. Oh, and then before I forget, since we're, I think, finishing up the updates and stuff, there was one more date that I heard earlier this week that, I think it was on Twitter, maybe. The game that I've talked about a little bit before and really enjoyed so far, Ender Lilies, Quietest of the Nights, that is now going to be coming to the PlayStation side of things on the 27th.
Nice.
So same day.
Trophies.
Same day as the, as what's it called? Wait, no, sorry. Scratch that. It's the 20th. That's why I was telling you earlier the 20th is packed full of games.
Bunch of stuff.
Because Chris Tales, Death's Door, Ender Lilies on the PlayStation. I think there was one more. What was that last one? Let me pull this up. I got a calendar specifically for these things. It was just that.
Okay.
There's apparently a holiday called Eid al-Adha, something like that. I don't know what holiday
that is. No idea what that is either.
I don't know, man. That was the other thing I was thinking of. On the 27th, Samurai Warriors 5 is coming out.
Mm.
So I'm thinking
indifferent.
About, I'm thinking about picking that up.
There you go.
I like the Sengoku area, man.
Yeah.
Or era. It's really cool.
I like those kind of, what are those games called?
The hack and slash type of thing.
There's a word Musou. For it. There you go. Musou.
Yeah. Those are really cool games. But I think that's pretty much it though. We'll go into, I think probably one of the main, I would say like probably our only news story this week that we thought was like relevant enough to kind of bring up and stuff. There was a new handheld console, I guess is what you call it. Would you call it that?
Yeah, handheld.
Okay, handheld machine, handheld device, announced, a couple days ago now? 1-2 days ago? How many? I think it was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday too, yeah.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Pre-orders were today.
Yeah, so there we go. So announced yesterday, pre-orders went live today. It is called Steam Deck. And it is, as you can kind of maybe gather from the title there, it is developed by Valve. It is a Steam handheld machine, and it's in my opinion pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But it's got computer parts in there, which brings up the prices, obviously. And I guess some of these packages come with like carrying cases and other things like that too. So it's weird how the pricing goes in here. I'm like wishy-washy on like what exactly is bringing up the price. Or like what, in terms of like just looking at this straight on, I'm like, okay, like I know these things will bring up the price. I don't know how much like a carrying case brings up the price and stuff. So like, is the extra I'm paying really like worth it?
Right.
Or is it like superfluous?
I can, because Jeff Grubb did a detailed thing on it. And I'll read just a little paragraph about this.
Yeah.
About it. So there's three models. There's the $399 model, which is 64 gigabytes. Of EMMC internal storage, whatever that means.
Yeah, I've been told that one is the worst.
Yeah, it's the lowest one.
The lowest performing like storage on there.
Next one is $529 with 256 gigabytes of NVMe SSD internal storage, faster storage, carrying case, and exclusive Steam Community Profile bundle.
Mm-hmm. And the $399 one came with the carrying case as well, just so people know.
And there's the $649 one with 512 gigabytes of SSD internal storage, fastest storage, premium anti-glare and all that, and all these accessories and stuff. I'm not going to those. Yeah. But he says, the short little paragraph, the key specs for the Steam Deck are that 4-core 3.5 gigahertz Zen 2 processor. I don't know what any of these terms mean. Which should be quite efficient, and the incredible 8 RDNA2 compute units. For comparison, the Xbox Series S has 20 RDNA2 CUSs at only 1.565 gigahertz. Based on these specs alone, it's likely the Steam Deck runs as well, if not better, as launch Xbox One or PS4. He said,
okay.
But then how is this machine only $400? Even if you go a step up to the faster NVMe SSD storage at $529, and then $649, the Steam Deck is incredibly affordable compared to similar devices. The Aya Neo is a similar device that costs about $900, and yet it only has Vega 6 graphics. That is fine, but Vega 6 is multiple generations behind RDNA 2. And the 1400 GPD Win 3 uses Intel Iris Xe graphics, which are impressive compared to older integrated core GPUs, but isn't the same as in the same league as RDNA 2. So apparently, for what we're getting, compared to other models and stuff, this is pretty valued pretty well.
Okay. I was like, for a while, I was like, Michael's just like speaking Russian to me over here.
I don't know. I have no idea like what he's saying. I don't know what any of these tech things are, but Jeff Grubb's excited, and I like that.
Okay. So in terms of like similar computer specs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good price deal is what I'm getting there in like a handheld form. Okay. Performance wise, we're looking at roughly PS4, Xbox, Xbox One X. Is that what we were saying? Performance wise?
Xbox One.
Okay. Yeah. Just base Xbox One.
Yeah, just base.
Okay. And is that even with the most expensive?
No, I think he was just talking about the base model.
The base model. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Interesting.
I will say my biggest... I'll just start off saying.
Oh, yeah.
That me and you aren't PC players.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
By any means.
Yeah, no way.
Furthest thing from it. But when I saw this, reading about it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we both agree it looks atrocious.
Oh my god, it looks so ugly.
The analog sticks and mm-hmm. then the D-pad and the buttons are at the corners.
Yeah. And, like the top, and not even just like the Switch. What is it? I wouldn't even say that the Switch buttons are like high or anything. They're like, you know, kind of off to the side.
Yeah.
Pretty far off to the side because the Joy-Cons are so small. They got little baby buttons and stuff. Yeah. But like the buttons on this thing are like it's off like to the side.
Off the sides.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to like run away from the screen.
Exactly.
But it's like, yeah, they're like off to the side and then super high up. And I'm just like, why is it so high, guys?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with this?
But it's bulky looking. It's apparently mm-hmm. heavier, obviously.
Yeah. It looks like you're just like carrying a brick.
Yeah, basically. Large. So that's not great. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that sells me on it personally.
Oh.
Obviously I didn't pre-order it. This is the Mite.
I guess look out the world, money, Michael's PC gamer now. Yeah.
This is a big Mite.
Mm-hmm.
Is if it runs well, uh-huh. if it can run well, and you can get access to Steam and any game on Steam.
Yeah.
That to me is the important thing, because then I could run emulators of old retro games, of mods of games.
Can you do that?
Early X.
Can you do that on Steam? Is that how that works?
I think you can.
I thought you just do it on like browser things. Obviously, I don't know.
I could be wrong too. I have no idea.
Because I was like, if Steam just straight up sells emulators of things, I think that could be legally like very troublesome.
You know what I'm saying? In the podcast that I listened to, Jeff Grubb and Mike Minotti, the Games Beat podcast, mm-hmm. Jeff Grubb was mentioning that he can see the machine or the Steam Deck being used as the best emulator in the future.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics, but if that's the case, cool. Mm. But just the backlog of games, the indie games that come out but are only on PC, early access games, like I could have played Hades when it was early access. Mm-hmm. That really, really entices me.
Yeah.
Because I can't name it off the top of my head, but there's been a bunch over the years, like indie games and other games that I've seen mm-hmm. only being PC exclusive.
Okay. Yeah.
Some come over to the Switch or PS4.
Yeah.
Couple years later, but
yeah, a lot takes of them
just
while.
Yeah, and a lot of them just stay. So that is the thing that entices me the most. Okay. If I can do this in handheld mode, and just take a portable Steam,
yeah.
Personally, that's exciting to me.
Okay, and I like how when you made the motions for handheld mode,
I
it's like you're holding like a giant tablet or something.
It's obviously this big.
He like had his hands like 2 feet apart or something. I'm just like, oh my gosh,
it's the future.
Oh geez, could you imagine something that large having to play that one? Oh my gosh,
that's what TVs are going to be. You're going to have a massive TV. You're going to press a button and it's going to shrink down into your hands.
Oh,
and you just hold it.
That sounds like maybe that's actually why I am like kind of averse to this thing too. This reminds me, now that I think of the what do you call that thing, the Wii U.
Oh, pad, yeah.
Tablet or whatever you call it. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's, Wii U tablet's awful too. Yeah,
it's like, not a great one either.
Not fun.
Great games, but not great tablet.
Oh, man. Yeah. But yeah, in terms of like, because now when you're talking about Jeff Grubb saying that, you know, he could see it being used for emulation and stuff, I would have to imagine it's because the specs here are similar to what you could use for a PC for. So then maybe you could mod the actual thing itself to run emulations and stuff. Because, like, as far as I understand, which is not much for this thing.
No more than probably.
Yeah, no more than necessary for podcasting. I think it seems like it's going to run a version of like the Steam client kind of thing. And so running that to let you get on Steam to then play the games that you already own and whatnot seems to make the most sense. But in terms of like emulation stuff, I imagine people are going to have to like jailbreak or whatever you want to call this thing. They're like... tablet. Is this called a tablet? It's a deck.
It's a deck. It's exactly what they call it.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. I think there are like you said, there are certain games that came out on the PC like a while ago, and some too that are in like early access for like forever and may just never make their way over to console and stuff. Like one specifically that I I think I checked up on within the past like few months.
The sniping one?
Yeah. Yeah. Long Gone Days, I think.
You knew you're going with that one.
Yeah, dude. I was curious. I was like, oh man, what happened to this game? I think it's literally still in early access.
Yep.
And I'm just like, what is happening over here? So that's the other thing too, is like, I'm like trepidatious about like even thinking about doing something like this, because I don't understand how like Steam games like, you know, work in relation to like console games and stuff. Cause like console games, it's like new waters when we're getting things that are early access, and then it's like very like muddy. It's like, you know, I think I purchased what Survival Arc or what Arc Survival Survivor Arc Survivor. Is that what it's called?
Arc Survival. I think it's Survival.
Survival. Okay. Arc. I purchased the Arc game. Didn't realize it was early access because it's like a full $60. And I think I got it on sale for like, I don't know, 40 or 50 something. I was like, okay, yeah, let's try this out. This looks, I saw some people playing this. This looks goofy and fun. Started playing. I was like, this runs pretty awful. Like, what's wrong with this game? And then looked it up and it was like, oh, it's early access. I was like, what does that mean? I'm so used to games as being like finished and this is the finished product. And I was like, oh my God, I spent so much money on this thing.
Yep.
This is garbage. Never buy early access again. But like, the idea that things can like almost kind of live in early access on Steam for like years, it boggles my mind. I'm just like, I'd be so scared to like accidentally buy something early access because I've had such a bad experience with it now. I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
It was understandable.
But yeah, for those games that do like, you know, are indies and are on Steam only pretty much, I'm like, yeah, well, that sucks. And I tend not to look up like PC game releases because of that reason, where I'm just like, I'm never going to play these things. I'll wait till they come to console. I just kind of assume that if it's good enough, it'll make the jump over. You know, no, like for like kind of for real, and in, like not in like a putting down kind of way, but like I think like if a game is successful enough, it does make the jump from PC to console. You know, and it's just like if I think like, you know, the things that I always hear like negatively about like Steam PC kind of side is there's so much garbage on the PC stores because it's so easy to put your game on like that platform, right? And it's just, you know, one of the easiest platforms to develop for. Then like next to that in terms of like garbage levels, I guess, would be like the Switch pretty much, because that's the next one that super easy to get games over to apparently, and just everyone and their mom wants to put games on these things. So you know, PlayStation has started to get to that level, which is also like, ugh, awful. I don't like having to scroll through like a bunch of garbage games every week now, but that's what's been happening lately. And I'm just like, man, it's like these few certain publishers have just figured out how to get garbage games on this, on the PlayStation side of things every single week. And I'm just like, just stop it already, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But different whole thing. I'm not going to go down that line right now. In terms of like the Steam Deck, pull it back out. In terms of the Steam Deck, though, like, you know, if I wanted another handheld thing and I wanted this giant like memory for it and stuff, because, you know, I prefer to have as much memory as possible. $649. I'm just like, oh, it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, I, at the time it is like currently, I can't wrap my head around the price because I'm not in the PC mindset of things where I can like, you know, objectively look at these things and be like, oh yeah, that's a good deal. I look at it and I'm just like, oh my gosh,
that's
it's a lot of money, and it's like $150 more than the PS5 was or the Xbox Series X. I'm just like, nah, guys, nah. But
I will say regardless of if I get it or if you get it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be funny if like you end up getting it and I don't.
Oh my gosh.
But I think this could be good for the gaming space community.
Yeah. Because
if this does become successful, I think this could push. Because unless they've already have it in the works, I can see Xbox making a handheld for like Game Pass and stuff.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
But wonder if this would like push other companies to make devices like this, push Sony back into doing handheld again. But I think that if this is successful, I think this is a, like, it opens up the market for handheld.
Yeah, gaming, yeah.
Which and is on exciting.
On the other side of that too, which is kind of scary to think about, if this like bombs, if this does really poorly, like
no more handhelds.
No one's going to do handhelds except for Nintendo. Like Nintendo's going to own that pie and eat it all themselves all the time. Like they currently do, and you know, Everyone else is scared.
If this goes very well, if this is extremely successful, I don't think Nintendo's going to care.
Oh, no, yeah.
Nintendo's
yeah.
still going to be selling millions of Switches regardless.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, too, is like Nintendo, you know, people are going to keep looking at Nintendo as being like, oh, man, this is the way to go. Like, in terms of handheld stuff, like, hardcore people are going to pick up this Steam Deck thing. Regular, like, Joe Schmo kid and his mom with a deep voice, they're not going to go looking for the Mario. Steam Deck.
It's over here.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to go find the Nintendo Switch, and they're just going to pick up, you know, the Lite for the kid and maybe, like, a regular or OLED version for the parents and stuff. But, like, no one's going to be grabbing for the Steam Deck except for people that are, like, super deep into stuff.
Space.
People that are, like, maybe listening to podcasts like this and stuff, right? Like, this isn't going to be fire, right?
Yeah.
And then that's just going to be okay. If it's doing, like, enough to be profitable for, like, Valve and stuff, that'll kind of be what it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of, like, you know, the handheld market, like you said, yeah, if there's competition for Nintendo to a slight degree, then other people might be like, hey, you know, maybe we could do this too. And that would be cool to see more entries into the market, because honestly, like, I'm gonna transition this to the other, like, pre-orders that came out, because the Switch OLED model pre-orders went live yesterday.
Yep.
But basically having, what was I gonna go with this? I totally lost it. I'm not gonna transition.
You can see it go right in one.
I know. It's like I had it and the light bulb Switch was model. Like on, and then like a little moth went in there and just like short circuited it. Can't get it anymore. But basically it's like, you know, if the Steam Deck is doing, you know, okay, and Nintendo is, you know, looking at it and they're like, okay, well, now we have a competitor here basically. Maybe we have to start thinking about newer, better ways to do the Switch and stuff, you know, then maybe that will push them towards like better models of the Switch, you know, compared to just having like, just having like small upgrades, which is kind of what the OLED type of thing is, right? So, I mean, if that's all this does is push Nintendo to be a little bit more competitive about like their handheld market type of thing, then I think it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Man, this is going to be one of the weirdest things to watch.
It's
for
really
going
to be interesting to see how this does.
Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I kind of wrangled it back a little bit. Transitioning to the Switch, pre-orders went live yesterday, Michael.
Yep.
Did you attempt to pre-order?
Not even close.
No, Michael. No. You were the one who was going to do this.
If I already had a next-gen console.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I don't have a next-gen console, so actually, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that does put a wrinkle in that whole thing.
If I had a PS5, I would have been on those pre-orders already, or an Xbox Series X, but I don't.
Yeah.
So there's no need to even look at this until then.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's true. Yeah, because I guess we just had that conversation last weekend.
Last week.
we were saying that.
So I'm interested in it, but there's really no point in me getting it if I don't have that next-gen console, because I already have the Switch.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, in terms of, like, the stuff, and this is all the Switch stuff, this is all coming back to the whole, like, flip-flop thing in the beginning, Michael, because I thought about it.
Ouch.
I've been thinking, and I was like, I'm awful at emails, right? This is all going to make sense at a moment here. I'm awful at looking through emails. I've got, like, 12,000 something unread emails right now.
You're there too.
Yeah. And I, you know, I do open my emails to look to see what came in new, like when I was sleeping and stuff. And yesterday, checked the emails and I was like, oh, GameStop is saying that the Switch pre-orders are about to be up today. And I was like, okay, what time is it going live? And I looked and it was like, oh, it's whatever, Central Time, like 2 p.m. Central Time. I was like, what is Central Time, guys? Why would you do this to us? Older people live on the West Coast and the East Coast. Nobody lives in the center.
Right.
But I looked it up and I was like, okay, it's a two-hour difference. I think at the time when I saw the email, it was actually close to 12 o'clock. It was like maybe like 11:50 or something like that. And 12 o'clock would be 2 p.m. Central Time, whatever you call it. So I saw that and I was like, in my mind, like, what would be the reasons for this like OLED Switch? And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I guess just to like, think about like, you know, seeing the comparison between the OLED and the regular Switch, maybe to update like my Switch because my back thing has tape on it on my regular model.
Yeah.
And then just the idea of like, okay, like in my head, I started thinking about it. I'm like, I honestly don't believe anymore that Nintendo is ever going to do a like pro model that does like 4K and all these other things. So in my head, I resigned myself and I'm just like, it's not going to get much better than this. And so I waited till 12 o'clock and was refreshing pages and stuff. And I think found one on GameStop online and I was going to do the checkout thing. Went through the checkout process and then it was like sold out. And I was like, ah, well, universe is telling me, you know, it's not worth it. And then I think I had, what was it? I think I was waiting to see if any more patients would show up and no more did. So then it was like lunchtime, right? So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go eat some lunch. Started to walk over to Panera Bread because there's one nearby my workplace. And was walking over there and was like, you know what? Let's just call GameStop. Because yeah, the email also said like, hey, like, you know, they'll have online and in-store pre-orders. And I was like, okay, well, that's weird wording. But yeah, let's just try it. I called the GameStop nearest to the two of us, right? The, was it Tannisborn location? Called them. The guy over there, I think I actually speak to him like all the time whenever I've like gone there or called and stuff. I think his name starts with a B. I want to say like Brian or something like that. Talked to him and he was like, oh yeah, like we actually just sold out of all of our pre-orders and stuff, but you can try calling these other two GameStops to see because they may still have some. And I was like, that's weird, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. And I called one of them on TV Highway. And the lady there, super nice, was like, yeah, we sold like half of our things so far, but we have like 10 more.
Oh, look at you.
And I was like, huh, okay. And so I was like, okay, well, can I pre-order? And she's like, oh no, like it's only in person. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, man, people are not taking credit cards over the phone here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess this works for people, you know, being able to actually get this in store then. So went back to the office because I was already over at Panera Bread at this point. Yeah. Went back to the office. I was like, hey guys, I'm gonna see if I can go and do an errand real quick. And so I went over, made it to the GameStop, got my pre-order, and then came back to work and was just fine.
Look at you.
So now I have a thing pre-ordered. It's gonna be coming in what, October 7th, I think, or something.
And you're gonna have all three upgrade things before I even have it. It's crazy.
the other mental gymnastics I went through was like, literally the only thing I spend money on is food, bills, like regular bills and things. I don't know how I'm gonna count that. Food, my wife and my puppy, mm-hmm. and then video games. And I was like, yeah, like I don't really have like a whole lot of other extra things that are like calling for money and stuff. So I was like, well, yeah, sure. Let's just do it.
Look so, at you.
Yeah, now I got it coming in, but we'll see what happens as we get over there. It may end up. I'm curious if like as we get there, if it's gonna end up being where like I get it and I'm just like, I look at the box, right, and I'm like, should I actually like open this thing or should I just resell it? Like, who knows?
You know what's gonna happen. You're gonna get it, and you're gonna try it, or you're gonna set up the kind of whatever. You're gonna go do whatever, mm-hmm. and you're gonna come back. You're gonna see it's missing.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm going to like post a picture. Oh, Nathan, look, I got a new Switch model. I don't know. It's just in my front door for some reason. It's so random.
So weird. It's so weird.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. So I thought it was a nice thing. I figured like, okay, well, if the universe allowed me to find it, then
it's meant to be.
Maybe it's okay. So yeah, now we'll see. We'll see how Metroid Dread looks on the new OLED model and whatnot.
Look. Slightly better.
Yeah, slightly better. That's the exact words I was thinking.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that's kind of the last of the updates and news and all those things there. Now, Michael, unless you have any other news things that you could think of from this week that was super top of the list for you and whatnot?
Nope.
All right. Well, let me go to the browser real quick. I'm going to pull up this game. I know the beginning word of it. There we go. Okay. Beginning word of it's super weird. There is a game that I found, I think actually just a couple days ago, and I was like, where have you been all this time? I didn't hear anything about you. But it is called, if you want to look up along with me, Michael, it's called, I'm going to say this, Fuga, Melodies of Steel. It's F-U-G-A is that Fuga first part, and Melodies of Steel spelled how you would think. This game is apparently coming to the Switch, Steam, PS5, PS4, all the Xboxes, and the Epic Store. It's coming everywhere, basically. Everywhere. Right? I believe it is coming out for $39.99. It's going to be a $40 game. This game, one, looks pretty cute. Looks pretty cool art-wise.
Advance Wars a little bit.
Kind of does, yeah. It kind of looks like Advance Wars a little bit. It's not, from what I can tell, it's not in the sense of it being like a grid-based type of thing on like a map and whatnot. It seems like there are battles that go on in here, and it's just kind of turn-based RPG type of stuff, which I'm down for. This is cool.
Yeah.
There's also an element where you kind of explore these areas. Sometimes it looks like dungeons. Sometimes it looks like just regular places and stuff, and then you can do like battle in there as your characters. Your characters, which is I think another interesting part of this thing, are all kids. So they're all like children, and these are all like animal children. So they're two races in this game world and whatnot. They call them Kaninu and Felineko. Which
names.
I'm just like, man, the names. But I think it's a play off words of like canine, right? Canine and Inu, which is dog in Japanese.
Right.
A lot of the developers, I think, are Japanese, basically. And feline and Neko mixed together, which, you know, Neko is cat in Japanese. So these are, you know, cats and dog races that seemingly don't always get along and stuff, but some kind of, like, crazy empire called the Burman Empire invades the land that these kids are living in. And basically kind of, you know, the village they live in gets thrown into like the tumultuous like war going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
All of their parents and families get taken, right? And these kids are left by themselves. And these kids find this giant tank called the Tyrannus. And yeah, it gets pretty crazy. They discover this giant tank and jump on board in order to kind of go and find their families to save them, right? The interesting things about this is that, you know, combat wise it's turn-based. Mm-hmm. And there is kind of a, I think, more common lately, like that kind of time basis turn battle kind of stuff. So like, yeah, you have a certain amount of time before the next person or before the bad guys will attack. Certain attacks that you do will kind of slow down the enemy's turn and whatnot, so you can essentially kind of, you know, like railroad these guys if you kind of play your cards right and stuff. You use the right moves and right, yep, orders and whatnot.
It's like, what's that game? Spirit of Light. Nope.
Or Child of Light?
Child of Light.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like that. Along with that, though, the giant, like, this is where, like, all this stuff was already looking pretty cool. Like, the art style and whatnot, it all looks really cute. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. It also looks like there's kind of, like, times during the game that you build relationships with the other, like, children in here. And you kind of, like, grow like bonds and whatnot. It's a real popular thing lately. Mm-hmm. Apparently you get bonuses for, you know, bonding with other people inside the tank and whatnot. But as you go through and the, you know, battles get harder and harder, eventually there is this mechanic where if you think that you're not going to be able to like win a battle and whatnot, there is, I think, I don't know the exact name, I want to say they call it the Soul Cannon.
Okay.
And you end up sacrificing kids to the Soul Cannon in order to basically like decimate the enemy type, ooh, of thing. And that's where I was like, whoa, this is taking a huge, crazy turn that I wasn't expecting over here. And the Soul Cannon looks pretty crazy.
That's,
but you are, yeah, like it says, you are sacrificing a friend's life. So you choose whether or not you're using the Soul Cannon as you progress and maybe have to make decisions where you lose characters along the way, even characters that you have maybe built up bonds with and stuff throughout the game. And I was like, whoa, man, this is getting pretty crazy, Michael.
That's a cool idea, but man, I could not do that. I could not play this game if that was the case.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so interesting. Like, oof, it's that kind of crazy, like, you know, balance between, you know, seemingly kind of like lighthearted, like, oh, we're heroes on this quest and stuff, to like, nah, it's gonna get real like dark if you are maybe like, you know, trying to like bulldoze your way through and not like exploring, finding items, things like that, I would assume. But it looks really cool. It looks really cool. There's also some things that look kind of like manga stuff inside well.
Yeah, saw that. It's almost look like a turn. Like what's that one 80s cartoon game with the kids? Crossing Souls.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Where that took a complete 180 in tone.
Oh, okay.
And the game itself just turned me off from that.
Oh man.
But this seems more because that you didn't see that one coming at all. This one seems more it's a war and things are happening. And
yeah, yeah. And that's more into that. Yeah. That's why I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because this is wartime. These are kids fighting probably like adult soldiers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're using this giant tank. So it's like, you kind of expect that things are going to be a little bit tough for these kids. Mm-hmm. But when they start to get too tough, then the kids are like, what do we do? Like, and they're like, do we use this soul cannon?
Go. Oh,
so it's like, oh.
I feel bad just thinking about it.
Oh, but one cool thing I saw, which I'm definitely going to probably do now. I'm not sure if it's the deluxe edition or if it's the like pre-ordering kind of thing. It might be actually deluxe edition. If you get the I think deluxe edition of this thing, along with just digital art books and soundtracks, things like that, you, I believe, get something that they call a dummy soul, which is basically like a one-time use. Like you can put this in replacement of
a child,
one of your characters like souls and stuff. And therefore can use this thing one time if you need it kind of thing.
Knowing my luck, I would use that real quick and then be...
Well, that's why. That's what I think makes this interesting too, is it's like, are you going to, are you worried enough that you're not going to be able to do this, that you will sacrifice like one of like the kids in here? Or do you think that you believe in like your guys' abilities and you could push on through kind of stuff? And do you save that for another time in the future?
Oof, man, that's a...
Really cool. Really cool.
That is really cool. Really cool idea for sure.
Yeah. And it's July 29th. So very soon. Very, very soon. Same day as Eldest Souls.
Oh, there you go.
So many things coming out, Michael. So many things.
Just add them all to your backlog of thousands of games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think after the 20th, the 29th is the next day that's like pretty awful in terms of like days coming up that have way too many games coming out. Eldest Souls, this Fuga game. I don't know if you remember Omno. From I think the Sounds Switch familiar. Indie World presentation. I think so. That one looks pretty cool, and that one's coming out the same day. There is The Ascent, which is the Xbox title, that kind of top down kind of shooty twin stick shooter type of title there.
Right.
And then there's one actually coming out I think that I saw recently on the PlayStation called The Forgotten City. And that one looks interesting. I don't know if you've seen that on there or not in like pre-orders and things right now.
But right, it sounds familiar.
They mentioned that it is kind of this like mystery narrative type of thing. It's like, it looks like it's set in like Roman times basically. And there's some kind of like time loop mystery inside there, as well as just like talking with like characters and things and trying to, deduce like what's going on and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple ending type of situation and whatnot there. But that one also, I was like, okay, this looks interesting. They mentioned something on there about its, It was on PC first, and it sold, I think they said, like, millions of, like, downloads. And I was like, wow. Dang. Like, this is apparently pretty popular, and now impressive. I'm curious. So, yeah, I've got a lot of things coming out that day, Michael. Not enough time to play all of them.
Pick and choose, man.
Gotta pick and choose. Choose is 20 minutes each game.
There you go. Or pick one game to buy and forget the rest.
Yeah. I think, honestly, like, the two I'll probably do that for that day will be Eldest Souls and Fuga. But... man, even The Ascent, I want to try it a little bit. And it's on Game Pass, so that is the nice thing. Game Pass is going to save a lot of money coming up for like the next several months, because so many things are coming there. I think Chris Tales is going to be coming there, so I'll be saving money for that one. And that's like $40 too. So
there you go.
Good stuff over there on Game Pass. Well, since... Michael had a look there.
I was just looking at the Fantasy League. I thought...
Oh, gotcha.
I thought Binding of Isaac got a score, but it didn't.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, man, I didn't know that.
That's probably not going to get a score.
Yeah, we'll see. They still got, maybe a few months?
Yeah.
Have they announced when that is coming to consoles or no?
I think it's already on consoles.
Is it already?
But, yeah, but I just don't think people have reviewed it since it's just it's Binding of Isaac. It's been out for years.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess it happens, but... No, it won't happen there, Michael. Bayonetta 3
Horizon
not
getting a release date. Come out.
Oh, I was gonna say Bayonetta 3 not getting a release
date. Oh yeah, it's not, I'm gonna have to drop that game for sure.
so many crazy games we have on here. But thanks everybody for coming in again this week. Sorry it's a little bit different from our usual one. Usually I feel like one or two episodes, I was like, it's going to be every Sunday.
Yep.
Now and then record on a Friday. This is probably going to post tomorrow type of thing. But hope you guys enjoyed this like slightly early episode there.
No, we didn't even have to tell them that. We just broke the fourth wall there.
Yeah. Fourth wall is time. I told them about time. But no, yeah, I'm probably going to put, because they're going to figure it out. Like, I'm going to post this tomorrow, probably.
You should still have stated, oh, yeah, this is recording on Sunday, but post it on Saturday.
Oh.
And see, like, wait, what?
Really freak people out. But
did you guys go in the past? What?
How'd you guys do this? Yeah, maybe that'll happen in the future. Oh, we'll never know. We'll never know what'll happen there. But yeah, thanks everybody for coming in to listen again. If you guys have any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to write into brosandconsoles@gmail.com. Otherwise, play some cool video games. And wait, did we even talk about what we played this week? I don't even think we did.
I don't think we did.
All right, if we're going shotgun style,
I played one game.
One game. What'd you play, Michael?
Secret of Mana.
All right, you liking the rest that you played so far?
15 level 15.
Oh, okay.
Got more characters. Killed some. What is it? Was a saber tooth tiger looking thing? Beat some witches.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was good. It's good.
Nice. Time. Nice. What I play this week? I've played randomly some Oblivion on the Series X. I'm gonna try to finish that game's main story.
Good luck.
Yeah. Oh man, it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be tough. I played some of that. What I play? I played a little bit of Cozy Grove. I don't think I played any Scarlet Nexus since last time. Let me check real quick.
I think
quick.
I did check your PSN and it said 5 days since the last trophy you got.
Yeah, like I don't think I have played that game since the last time we talked about it. Let me run down here real quick. There we go. No Scarlet Nexus. Oh, I played a little bit of CrossCode.
Nice.
I've been playing a little bit of that. And played some Outer Worlds.
Mm.
Randomly. I think I started that up the other day. And that's been fun to jump into. I'm going into some new stuff that I hadn't played on there yet. Same day that, yeah, that's right, because I played a little bit yesterday, same day that the new custom controller came in, which I was excited about. And then, correcting myself from the previous week, I platinum Ratchet & Clank last week.
Nice.
So, very happy about that.
Game of the year.
I think I'll save that probably for, since we're doing the shotgun style, I'll save it for next week when we talk a little bit more about stuff. So it's going to be like 2 weeks overdue.
but more detailed.
Yeah, more details about the whole like thoughts on Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Spoilers, I think it's a pretty good game.
There you go.
But we'll talk more next time.
It actually means game of the year, favorite game of all time.
Oh gosh, no way. It's good, but it's not that good. But yeah, we'll talk about it next time. And thanks everybody for coming by. We will see y'all again next week.
Peace.
And cheers, everybody.